It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Pruse.
Good morning, Fairbanks. Excuse me. Good afternoon, Fairbanks. I hope you're doing great on this beautiful Saturday. Oh, it's mid-August. That is right. 15th of August. Summer goes by fast, doesn't it? So, hey, as we speak right now, you can go out to the farmer's market. And this is the August through that first few days of September is when great harvests come in that really, really make it special to go there. You know, your different potatoes. I mean, how many different types of potatoes they grow in the interior here? Your carrots, your celery, your lettuces, your berries. You know, you have people out there picking, you know, professionally picking the blueberries, the cranberries, things like that. You know, there's nothing like getting the blueberries and making muffins, pancakes, oh boy, anything like that. But hey, you're listening to the Fairbanks Foodies. We are KFAR's original, the OG Saturday morning lineup for you. We got a great lineup here, all local, all great. And I gotta give a shout out to my junior varsity team, Craig Campo, getting you all ready for me. That's right, he's the warm up band. I've only known him for over 50-some years, and he still puts up with me. But that's what makes this a special radio program. That's what makes KFAR special. We all know each other. Kirk and Lisa Maynard, you know, I've known them for 30 years. Great Fairbanks family, you know. Just you get such good items on Saturday, and I hope you enjoy it. But, hey, on a sadder note, we are dedicating today's show to Bill Rogers, who him and June Rogers, they own McCafferty's Coffee House. And he recently passed away. He was a city engineer for many years. And him and June, they've had McCafferty's for, you know, all this millennium. And every Saturday night from 6 to 8 o'clock, they had a little band there in McCafferty's. It's a great coffee house. And so with that in mind, what I thought I would do is I would do a review of the different places that serve coffee and the food items that go with it. And we're going to start on the east side of town and come to the west side of town. A semblance of order, so to speak. Now, also, these coffee houses have food items. Most of them do. And so I'm going to give you coffee and a lot of food reviews because this is Fairbanks Foodies. And I had help, you know, in the food reviews. You know, it's a tough job, but Emily, she got some really good food that I'd bring over to her office because I needed someone that was distant from this reflection and to give me a different appetite taste. I would pick out the food, bring it to her, see what she thinks, and we had a great time with it. So, have you ever been to Lulu's Bakery? They're a coffee house with bagels. Excuse me, Lulu's Bagels. I apologize. And they are a great location there. They're located in the Chena Plaza Mall. Over there off Chena Pump, great following. People rave about it. It just me being in there, I can understand why. You know, the different things that they serve and how they do it. Very, very nice, very good, and really enjoyed it there. Really enjoyed it there. So, full complement of coffee. Full complement of coffee. But it's called Lulu's Bagels for a reason. And when you walk in, the first thing you're going to see is some baked items you can get. You know, they have some great quiches there. They're not a full bakery per se, but They have some great items to order there. Now, they have different breads that they make and bagels. And so what I did is I got Emily a sandwich. I did not get the bagels. I got her a nice breakfast sandwich, the rosemary French bread. And then I combined on it a breakfast, and it had different items. It had egg, cheese, and sausage. That was it. But hey, you know, you gotta do what you do. And I brought her over to her, and she loved it. I mean, she absolutely loved it. And, you know, the smell of it waffled through her office complex there. And so they all looked at each other and said, they need to have Lulu's Bagels, you know, recipes or menu there at their office. So they did that. Now, they serve great coffee. They have the drip, the Americano, which I got. I'm boring. I love the Americano. And sometimes I put cream in it, sometimes I don't. But they got the Americano, they got the latte, they got the breve, they got the mocha. They got the mocha breve. They got paquita, cappuccino, chai, tea latte, the sludge cup, the steamer, hot chocolate. It's full service. But their lunch, they have a lunch and a breakfast menu there. And the breakfast menu, it's all about bagels or sandwiches and eggs, and it's not extensive as the lunch menu. The lunch menu has the baguette Sammy, the BLT, the BLTG, which is also the BLT with goat cheese, the club, the ham sandwich, a turkey cranberry. Oh man, the roast beef, lox, which is cold smoked salmon, onions, tomatoes, capers, plain cheese, cream cheese, on your style of bread. And I got to tell you that that French bread that was the rosemary French, oh man, you know, that's killer. Anyway, they have the hummus veggie, just tuna salad, chicken cutty salad. Anyway, great reviews from there. Really appreciated them. If you're on that side of town, go over there and enjoy it. So, but since we're looking at bagels, we're going to go to the... So, I lied to you, okay? I misrepresented where we're going. Since we're talking bagels, let's go to Bagels and Brew over in the Bentley Mall. And incredible. Just incredible. They probably have the best extensive breakfast bagel sandwich menu in town. Owned by John, good friend of mine, and he doesn't know I'm doing this, but they have probably the best, most extensive breakfast bagels in town, along with those sandwiches too, which I had. They have the breakfast bagel, which is basically, you know, fresh egg and cheese and your choice of bacon, sausage, ham, or turkey sausage. Then they have the sriracha, and that's cracked egg, cheddar, red pepper, and sriracha sauce, you know, get some sausage on there. Then they have the Western, the Denver, the classic wrap. They'll wrap it up instead of having it on a bagel, but you get to order. They have classic wraps, or they have the real wrap, which is cracked eggs, jalapeno cream cheese, red peppers, choice of bacon sausage ham or turkey sausage. Then they throw some potato in there. Then they have the smoked wild salmon, and that can be on a wrap, or it can be on any type of bagel you want. And all these bagels are made daily. They make their bagels daily. Then they have, you know, it comes with sockeye salmon, plain cheese, cream cheese, tomatoes, capers, red onion on a toasted bagel. And they got a great bagel assortment there, made daily. They have a skinny mini. Egg whites, yeah. You're on a diet. Get the egg whites. What the heck? Then you also have the spinach, the cheddar, the turkey, the sausage. Oh, then the breakfast protein bowl. So they got a good selection. They also have a kids menu there. They have the peanut butter and jelly, the honey badger, the Eggosaurus, the grilled cheese, the abominable snowman, which is just turkey and cream cheese on a plain bagel. That's what kids like. The cookie monster, the chocolate chip bagel with Nutella topped with rainbow sprinkles. I might like that one too. But they have, you know, they have bagels with cream cheese, you know, different spreads, you know, butter, peanut butter, jelly, Nutella, peanut butter, honey and butter. They got single bagels. They can buy bagels by the half dozen. They got hot sandwiches. And I had the Bago Prime Pesto Chicken Bagel Sandwich. And it was fantastic. You know, nice chicken breast, pesto red peppers, and provolone. And I had it on a great bagel. And just, oh, man. Then they have salads. They have the classic Cobb, the mandarin, the great goddess, blue apple, almond chicken. They have some great sandwiches still. The turkey chipotle club, the Thai peanut chicken wrap, the tarragon chicken salad. I've had that multiple times because I love tarragon. They got pizza bagels. They got cheese, pesto, chicken, pepperoni. They got a great lineup of coffee, too. You know, it's just the classics. They make it for you there. Very clean, very efficient. High marks there. Really enjoy it. Then, you know, it's, you have also on that side of town, you have two locations of your Starbucks coffee. One is standalone building there on Airport Road, then the Bentley Mall right next to the Burger Zone. And they both have drive-thrus. I mean, they have drive-thrus. And every coffee place except for, that I'm going to bring up, except for McCaffrey's, which will be last for in honor of Bill, they had a drive-thru. And so at Starbucks, you know, it's almost like it's great coffee. First of all, great coffee, great choices. And they have delicious sandwiches there for you at any time, all day deliciousness. You know, potato cheddar and chive bakes. They have the bacon gris egg bites. They have the spinach and feta egg white wrap. And this is what surprised me. I went into there. You know, you're not going to get this most likely at their other locations. But I went in there and I was very pleasantly surprised by the extensive menu that they had. You know, they have the spinach feta and egg white wrap, again, egg whites, bacon sausage egg whites. This is more of a food show, isn't it, than a coffee show, but that's okay. We're going to get through it. The crispy grilled cheese on sourdough. They got sandwiches, jalapeno chicken pocket, ham Swiss croissant, the impossible breakfast sandwich. Oh, my God. You know, big slab of sausage, egg, cheese on a nice croissant or baked bread, you know, anyway, and all good. So, but also, if you have a project you're working on and you want free Wi-Fi and spaciousness, that it's great to see. You know, you want a little work, you want to get out of your house or get out of your office and go someplace where you can stretch out and do it. Go to Starbucks, really. And good, clean, good people there. And boy. Next, we're going back to the west side. On Geist Road is a very unique and special location. It's the Alaska Coffee Roasting Company. And they roast their own coffee in there. This is more than a coffee house. Just get that out of the way. As soon as you walk in, you're going to start noticing the food items. Right on the right-hand side, they have the freshly made sandwiches you just can pick up and go with, a whole bunch of different salads, be it egg salad, regular salads, just many, many different types of salads, pasta salad. Oh, boy. Then you come in, and the first thing that hits you right after that is their sweet treats. And it's a bakery. It's a bakery with a coffee shop. It's the best combined bakery and coffee shop in Fairbanks. Simple as that. They have two stations there to make you coffee, if not three. They have a drive-thru. They have a great coffee selection. But when you walk in and you're looking at their sweets, oh my goodness. I mean, I go there at least once a week for Emily. She has to put up with me. I go there and I get her something. Her office doesn't open up till 9, so I'm there about 8:45, and I'm an early morning riser, and by 8:30 I want to take a break because I've been at it since 7. I go over there and I get her something and I make her feel special. And what I like is I like to you know, I'm not going to eat these myself, but man, the bread pudding, the tiramisu, the cherry chocolate pudding parfait, the vanilla cup and strawberry whipped cream. Oh my goodness. They have these cinnamon sandwich, cinnamon rolls that you look in and you're just going to say to yourself, that is so addicting. They have great staff there, just great staff of what they do, and great coffee selection there. They have, I'd say, 20 different types of tea. Their other beverages, you know, Italian sodas, matcha lattes, smoothies. They'll do smoothies there for you, Gen Thai, Oregon Thai. Every coffee you would want, they have. I go there, me and a group of my friends, we meet there every morning at 9 on Saturday. And just do it great. They have a savory menu. They have the green salads, the chicken salad, the pasta salad, egg salad, tuna salad. Oh, my God. They have chiapa sandwiches, specialty sandwiches. They have the soup of the day, the kosher dog, the chicken pock pie, the shepherd's pie. Oh, my goodness. It goes on and on and on. And I'm going to give you a few more things. But every week, they change out their coffee style, and this week it is Papua New Guinea. So go enjoy that. And they have great pizzas there. I mean, great pizzas. And how can you not like a pizza? You know, it's this, they just incredible. And they have the Alsace, which is olive oil, Black Forest ham, Swiss cheese, Rio Grande, you know, house-made honey barbecue, roasted chicken, breast, yada, yada. But my favorite's Little Italy, the marinara sauce, Italian sausage, pepperoni, mozzarella, and fresh mozzarella. So anyway, go there. If you want a great cup of coffee with an incredible, incredible bakery, that's where you go. We're going to take a break to listen to our sponsors.
Looking for bold flavors, friendly faces, and a place that just feels right? Welcome to Humble Roots Beer Project, the newest craft brewery in Fairbanks. Located at 314 Wendell Avenue, mere steps from the heartbeat of downtown, from crisp lagers to hoppy IPAs and smooth stouts, there's a pour for every palate. Join us in our laid-back tap room. Grab a fresh crowler to go. Come see what's brewing at Humble Roots Beer Project. Stay stoked on local.
Bobby's Downtown is more than fine dining. It's a way of life. We welcome everyone and look forward to serving you. Whether you're in your Carhartts or your evening gown or tux. Yes, us. This is Rena from Bobby's Downtown. Come in and have an unforgettable dining experience. The Art Deco interior strikes a balance between casual and fine dining. Whether you're in the mood for pizza or prime rib, you'll find it at Bobby's Downtown. Open late Friday and Saturday nights, always non-smoking, on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying this show. It's to Bill, and really a great guy. Bill Rogers, his wife June, fantastic lady. I sat with her on while she was on the city council. 6 years with her, 7 years on the city council. I was with her, and then when I was mayor. Fantastic, and Bill is a great, great person, very nice, good, hardworking engineer, very, very nice person. And it's sad when you lose great people from Fairbanks like that. It really is, but hey, we're going to get through it. Anyway, so now we go to Airport Road. And we go to the bread harvest. Anyway, there on Airport Road where the Pizza Hut used to be. And they do great coffee there. Very clean, but they also do bread, great bread. They let you try any type of bread you want there. They have drive through for the coffee. They have sandwiches, great sandwiches there. And now they do a monthly sandwich. And for August, it is your chicken, bacon, and Swiss. And then they have a great French dip. And so just very nice. You walk in there, it's clean. They have great baked items there for you to get. And I get over there all the time. They have the mother of all cinnamon twists there. Emily knows all about that. And, boy, just fantastic. Now, another thing that I did was I bought over at Alaska, going to go back to the Alaska Coffee Roasters Company on Geist Road. I'd be remiss if I did not bring this up. I went and I bought Emily a breakfast burrito and the Sonoma. And it was big and beautiful and, according to Emily, incredible textures. I didn't have any of it, but it was quite weighty. So it was probably two meals for Emily at work, but got to bring that one up. Then the last one we go to is, we're going to do a Fairbanks Foodies first, and we'll go to McCaffrey's.
You have been listening to...
listening to Fairbanks Foodies. Hold on. Sorry about that. We're going to do the Fairbanks Foodie Roundup.
Here's your latest food news. So we roll through. New article in Men's Fitness Magazine says the next wellness drink trend could be functional beer. What? Are you sure you want to know what that is? Basically, beer that's either non-alcoholic or low alcohol and fortified with good vitamins and supplements. Couldn't we just make it regular beer fortified? Why do you got to take out the fun part? Steakhouse in Florida offers new dining on the first Monday of every month. We had talked about this. And, of course, freshly steamed clean chairs on the first Tuesday of every month, I hope. According to experts, many people throw away food too soon because of the date printed on the label, even though it's still perfectly edible, except for lettuce. I mean, gotta throw that right away. Another study claims cage-free eggs may be worse for the planet because they're less efficient. Efficient eggs? So, what are the top fast food burgers in America? Number one, I've never even had a double char from Habit Burger and Grill. Have you ever even... What? The Double Double from In-N-Out, the Original Double from Freddy's, the Papa Burger from A&W, the Butter Burger Cheese Double from Culver's. That sounds like a heart attack. The Smoke Shack from Shake Shack, the Cheeseburger from Five Guys, Whopper from Burger King, Son of Baconator from Wendy's, and the Double Meat Whataburger from Whataburger. Really? Well, that's because they don't have AK Burgers on. According to a new report, during the school year, parents spend a total of 432 hours on meal planning and prep. It's 3 hours per week.
packing school lunches, cooking averages, buying the stuff. Yeah. Divers found a 162-year-old bottle of Guinness in a shipwreck off England, because in England, even the shipwrecks were drunk. Chipotle jalapenos have been linked to salmonella. Fortunately, you never feel it because the stomach flu the employee gave you cancels that all out. For the first time in over 15 years, 7-Up is changing its recipe. The new version they say is going to be hitting stores soon. It will no longer be lemon lime soda. No, now it's going to be lime lemon soda. Really? What do you think? We're idiots, 7-Up? Cornell University banning students from preparing wild game in communal kitchens after a couple students skinned and butchered and cooked a black bear. That was at Cornell? Sure, that wasn't somewhere in West Virginia. Scientists finally created what might be the only thing get meatheads eat their veggies. It's protein lettuce. And finally, research shows people can overcome peanut allergies by getting poop transplants from non-allergenic donors. Personally, I think I'll die from the peanut allergy. That's your foodie roundup.
Oh, that was good. Thank you, Glenner, for that one. My goodness. Now, my favorite, probably my favorite coffee spot downtown. I go to two places, to tell you the truth. I go to, out of all the coffee places, I only go to two. Saturday morning, the Alaska Coffee Roasters, and then I buy Emily something during the week. But the one that I go to the most is McCafferty's downtown. It's probably the best, what I think is the best coffee shop downtown to go get great coffee. You walk in, there's baked items if you want to buy baked items. They roast their own coffee. They will sell you their roasted coffee too, which is really good. And the service that they give you, I walk up and she lets me order because she knows what I'm going to get. And half the time she lets me order. The other half the time she's just pouring. The question is, do you want it to go or do you want it here? In a cup, in a coffee cup. And I always drink it there. I never get it to go because I like to sit there. If you want a day or two-day-old paper, if you want to buy today's paper, you can do that. I like meeting friends and clients down there, talking about things. It's a great location. I like sitting in the window there right on Cushman Street, looking out and seeing the sidewalks and looking at the town that I know and I so love. It's this peaceful harmony, great place just to go sit down, have coffee, enjoy Fairbanks, enjoy a friend. I've never seen a bad meeting or group of individuals at that coffee location. It's special. It's good. Bill and June Rogers made it that way. They've owned it for over 30 years, and they put their personalities into it. And it's just fantastic, you know. So this thought, Bill, you passed away. I'm going to talk about you, June, coffee shops, you giving to Fairbanks in so many ways. You have wonderful kids. You have wonderful grandkids. You have wonderful great-grandkids. You're a wonderful Fairbankson, and just wanted to make today's show about you. So Fairbanks, we have great places to go. And also, I got to throw a shout out to Marla's Bakery. Oh, man. Right down the street from me. You try driving by Marla's Bakery in the morning when you're going from your house to your office and you know they're open. You try that. You can't do it. Shout out to Marla's Bakery there on off of Old Pioneer and Terminal Street there. Near anyway. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. You have a great day. I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.